KRDO News Radio News on Demand starts now. Here is your host, Sheridan Fiddleman.
We start with continuing coverage out of Pueblo. The teachers and District 60 met this morning to discuss a third offer made by the district. Both sides will continue to review the offer and will conduct bargaining tomorrow morning. Today marks the fifth day of the Pueblo District 60 teacher strike. The Colorado Springs Police Department is working alongside several government agencies to install gunshot detection systems. The system is intended to help officers and reduce response time to scenes of shootings. The system alerts officers to precise locations of gunshots so officers can quickly locate victims, retrieve critical evidence, and apprehend offenders. At this time, CSPD and its partners are evaluating the detection system for potential use. However, the system is not currently active. Moving now to developing news out of California. Frightening moments today as shots rang out at a high school in the city of Palmdale. Police say a 14-year-old boy was shot through the forearm when another student opened fire this morning at Highland High School. The suspect's identity was not immediately released, but investigators say he's a 14-year-old boy and he was detained off campus. Witnesses reported hearing 10 gunshots, and after an extensive search, police recovered a discarded rifle in the desert. The boy who was injured is now in stable condition. Today, Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is closed indefinitely because of potentially dangerous steam explosions. Today marks the second time in a week the popular park is shutting down. The first time last weekend was because of toxic fumes. Scientists say the greatest fear with an explosion of this type is that they come with little or no warning. Meghan McCain is responding to those controversial comments made about her father by a White House aide. The daughter of Arizona senator expressed shock. A White House aide downplayed her father's opposition to the CIA nominee, saying about McCain, "It doesn't matter. He's dying anyway."
I don't understand what kind of environment you're working in when that would be acceptable, and then you can come to work the next day and still have a job. Yeah.
The comment made by aide Kelly Sadler comes after McCain forcefully opposed Gina Haspel, Trump's pick for CIA director, saying her role in overseeing the use of torture by Americans is disturbing. For McCain, it's personal. He spent more than 5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, enduring horrific treatment and cruel conditions. Today, President Trump unveiled new plans to help lower pharmaceutical prices for consumers. But critics are already pouncing on the plan, saying it abandons one of the president's key campaign promises. Speaking from the Rose Garden today, the president said consumers should start seeing lower prices at pharmacies very soon.
The American people deserve a healthcare system that takes care of them, not one that taxes and takes advantage of our patients and our consumers and our citizens.
Overall, it's been a good week for the president, who's riding high after welcoming home three Americans released from North Korea. In Indiana last night, the president held a campaign-style rally. It was an opportunity for him to highlight his work with North Korea and take aim at those who doubted him.
I'll be meeting with Kim Jong-un to pursue a future of peace.
President Trump says his main objective at the June 12th summit will be to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. The White House says today the president called Singapore's prime minister to thank him for hosting the summit. Get news 24/7 at KRDOradio.com. For KRDO News Radio, I'm Sheridan Fiddleman.